Tis because from Shalmi you thought, who suffer? Me the Sefer Reb Meir, Reish and Ami Reb Meir. Since the Sefer goes according to Reb Meir, Mistama, the Reish of Al Mishnah, also goes according to Reb Meir. And the, what he meant to say is, you should be gerus different than the Mishnah. Don't say that the Mishnah says it's mutter, but the Mishnah means to say that it's also. So Rashi, me the Sefer Reb Meir means, Hoda lo yiftach the Ara Reb Meir bu. The Mishnah laid in the Kuf Aleph goes according to Reb Meir. See, so just like the Mishnah there goes according to Reb Meir, the Chura, our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Meir. And therefore, he learns, Pshat now Mishnah is, it should be that it's Osir. And with the Gemara of Elohi, but it's not Emes. Sefer Rabbi Meir, Vereisha Rabbonin. It's like a true. The Mishnah later goes according to Reb Meir. But our Mishnah here is Gerus, the Din is the way it says now Mishnah, and it's Saka the Rabbonin that argue on Reb Meir, and don't make the Gzerah. You're allowed to carry something, even though you're standing in the Rishus Yochid. You're allowed to stick your hand out to the Rishus Rabbim and move something around, pick it up in the Rishus Rabbim and put it down 2 hours later. That's mutter. And we don't make the gzera, maybe you carry it inside the house. And we'll soon see later what type of kelim we're talking about, on which things we're not gozer. But in the our mission holds its mutter. You're allowed to do it. Right, the Mishnah only says, our Mishnah only says, if you're standing in the Rishus Yochid, and you stick your hand outside to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can't pick up a chair and move the chair Dal Damas and then put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because by moving the chair Dal Damas in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you chayiv. That's called Hoitzor in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A Havara in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Gemara, Hoitzor Yichayiv Chatis. The Chur is Mashma from the Mishnah that if you would pick it up and move the chair 4 hours in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though your body is standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, still you'd be chayiv. From our Mishnah, we should have a riot to Rava. To Yomar Rava, that Rava says, Rava learned, it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Hamavir Chefetz Metchilas Arba L'Soif Arba. If somebody picked up a Chefetz in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he picked up a chair in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and carried it 4 Amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and put it down at the end of 4 Amos. Of the Haviroi Derech Olov. But when he carried it on top of his head. So while he was carrying it, the 4 Amos was in a Makom Ptur. He wasn't carrying it through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself. He picked it up over his head, which higher than Yutfachim is always called a Makom Ptur. That's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Still, Rav holds Yechayiv. And Zuchur, that's Pshat Na'al Mishnah here also. It was Zuchur, since the person is standing here, Zuchur, when you pick up the Chayfitz, you pick it up higher than Yutfachim. And still it says, if you pick it up from one point and put it down Dal Damas later, Yechayiv. And Rashi says here, Hohoitzi, the top of Rashi, the end of the first line, Hohoitzi, Ha-Chefetz Medal Damas Chayiv. If you carry out this Chefetz 4 Amos, you are Chayiv. Afa Gav Du Oimed De Gavoya. Pasha, the person, is higher than 10 Tfochim. So when you pick up the Chefetz, it's higher than 10 Tfochim. Ve'Higbiya L'Mala Miyud, you picked it up more than you Tfochim higher. Ve'Viru, and you carry it over Dal Damas. Is Lo Yarminan Havaras Derech Mokim Turhu. We don't say, since the Avara, the moving of the 4 Amis, was through a Makom Ptur, and you should be Potter. No, we say, Alma, Boser Hanocha V'Yakiraz Linen. We go Boser the place where you picked it up from, and where you're putting it down. You picked it up in one place in Rishus Rabbim, and you moved it Dal Damas, and put it down Dal Damas later. Even though while you're moving it, it was in the through a Makom Ptur. Because when our Mishnah says, Oymed Adam Rishus Yochid, it could be a Rishus Yochid that's much higher. The Mishnah could be you're on top of a roof, and you're sticking your hand down. So you stick your hand down, then what you do is, you pick it up a chair at one point, but you pick it up towards you, and then you walk down the Amos and put it down again. So even though the actual Havara, the moving of the chair, you pick the chair up more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, so the Chura, the chair, is not in the Avir of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's going through an Avir of Makom Ptur. Still, our Mishnah says, Yechayiv, that's a Raya to Rava. Because the Pshat is, the Iker is, the Maisa Akira and the Maisa Nochem. You picked it up from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And since in between it moved Dal Damis, even though the in-between moving was not through the Avir, through the air of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it was through the Avir higher than Yud, which is a Makom Ptur. Still, we say Yechayiv. Because the Iker is the Akira and Anochor. So Chur from Al Mishnah, it's a Raya to Rava. And if the Gemara, no, maybe there's no Raya from Al Mishnah. So the Gemara, Mi Ketani, does Al Mishnah say clearly, Im Hoitzi Chayiv Chatis, that if you carry it out, you Chayiv Chatis. Dilma Im Hoitzi Potter Rav Loser. Maybe the Mishnah just means to say don't do it, because if you do it, there'll be an issue with the Rabbanan. With the Rabbanan, it's also. But maybe not like Rav, maybe midiraisa yoni chayiv b'havorot dal damis if it went through the Rishus Rabbim. You have to pick up a chayfas in the Rishus Rabbim and not pick it up more than you tfachim. It has to be in the avir of the Rishus Rabbim and then move it through the Rishus Rabbim and then put it down. Maybe that's the only time you chayiv. But if you pick it up higher than you tfachim, then it goes through the ear of the Makam Surg, maybe you put it midiraisa. I al Mishnah Mash Mitzosar, maybe it's only us in the Rabbon. And Ika the Amri, some say clearly like this. The Deik from our Mishnah is like this. Hohoitzi Potter. Mashmi, if you pick it up and move it more than Dal Damis, then Hohoitzi Potter Rabbalosser. If you pick it up and move it more than Dal Damis, you should know then it's also Midrabbonin. Midiraisa, you're still Potter. Avalosser means Midrabbonin. That's all, not Midiraisa, only Midrabbonin. Is the Chura lame of Zoya Tevot Yuf to the Rava? So like this Pshat, the Chura Tekashan Rava. Rava would say, in such a case, Yechayim Midiraisa. What do I care when you picked up the chair? It's higher than you'd fuck him off the ground. So when you carry the Baal Damis, it's through a Mokim Ptur. Rava says, even in that case, Yechayim. Because Rava holds the Yikr is the Akiram. You're picking it up from the ground, from Rosh Hashanah, and you're putting it down further, Dal Damis away in Rosh Hashanah. So Chura Al Mishnah should be a Kasha to Rava. And to Gemara Nain, hey, lame if you have a truth to the Rava, the Yama Rava, that Rava says, Hamavir Metchilas Dalad L'Soyv Dalad. If somebody carries something from the beginning of Dal Damis to the, another part, further Dal Damis, Vevivu Derech Olov, and while he's carrying it, he picks it up on top of his head. That's through a Mokim Ptur, still Chayiv, Rava holds you Chayiv Midiraisa. So it's like if you're making a deal that Al Mishnah was only us and Midirabonin, it's a Kasha and Rava. And for Gemara, no, there's not a clear kasha for our Mishnah. Mi ketani hoitzi potla avloser. Does the Mishnah say clearly that if you do this, if you move the chayfetz from one point to another point, 4 amas away, that it's only yosim of the Rabbanan? The Mishnah doesn't say that. Dilma, I'll tell you, maybe the Mishnah means to say, im hoitzi chayef chatis. The Mishnah says, don't do it. Now, if you do it, what's the halacha? It's possible Rava will learn in our Mishnah that avad yichayef chatis. You're not allowed to do it midiraisa, because since the Akira, you picked it up from the Rishus Rabbim, and then it was moved Dal Damis and put down again in the Rishus Rabbim, Enechnam Yechayiv Chatis. It could be Yechayiv Chatis. But the Mishnah says, L'yam Adodim Rishus HaYochid. You can't stand in the Rishus HaYochid, and Bimashtin means Mato Meraglayim, or else spit into the Rishus Rabbim, and Yechayiv for that. That's called Yemeid HaTzor from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus Rabbim. Rabbi Yosef said, Hishtin v'rok chayiv chatis. You should know, if you take mashna, if you take make, meiraglayim, from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabbim, you take a chayiv chatis. Manuah din v'rok, if somebody spits, if you have saliva in your mouth, and you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and you spit it into the Rishus Rabbim, you're mamash chayiv chatis. Clearly you did a ma'isoy tzor, you threw something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabbim. Therefore you chayiv. Said Gemara, "Vobin and Akira v'Yanocha me'agabe mokim dalat v'leka." Always the klal is on Shabbos. You only chay midraisa if you pick up a chayfitz from a mokim. It was first resting on a choshev mokim that's at least dalat by dalat tfachim wide. That's how wide that mokim has to be. If you pick it up from there, that's called an akira. And then you move, like you picked it up from the Rishus HaYochid, and then you moved it into the Rishus Rabbah and put it down. Also, you have to put it down on a mokim dalat. It has to be picked up from a choshev mokim. So the chura here, the saliva came out of your mouth. A person's mouth is not dalad al dalad. It's not so wide. A person's mouth is not four tefachim by four tefachim. So if the saliva came out of your mouth, why is that? Why Yechaya? Where was the Akira from Rishus HaYochid? The saliva wasn't resting on the ground. The saliva is in your mouth. Your mouth is less than dalad al dalad. The same thing where the Meraglayim comes out. The Tihoma is very small. It's not dalad by dalad. So why do we say if you mash to Meraglayim outside Yechayiv, Lechura, you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, your body, that Mokim, the Aver, is not Dalal al-Dalad. So why Yechayiv Midiraisa, there's no Akira for the Mokim Dalal al-Dalad. That's the Kasha. Vodina and Akira of Yanochim, Yagabi Mokim Dalal al-Lekha. Hey, so the Yanochi is good here. Because you're spitting or you're being mashed into Rishus HaRabim, there it goes on the ground, that's Rochiv Dalal by Dalal. But the Kasher is the Akira. Why are you chayiv for picking it up, coming out of your mouth or your aver is not Dalal by Dalal. And for the Gemara, Machshavtoi Meshav Yilei Mokim. The Pshat is, since you have Machshav, you have in your mind, that you want to spit this out, or you want to make now the meraglayim, since you want it to come out of your body, that's a choshev thing. And that's also called the good mokim. Meshavile mokim. That's called the choshev mokim, since you want it and you need it to come out of your body now. Like Rashi says, machshavtoi, shu tzorach lekach. That that you need this, meshavile lo hoitzor chashuva. That makes this called a choshev hoitzor. Since you have to spit out now, or since you have to be matum meraglayim now, since you need it, that's called the tzorach for the body. That's called the choshev amakam also. Now I'll bring you a raya for this. If you won't tell me like this, that Rava said, zorak v'nach v'pi akelif. If somebody threw something, he threw an apple in the Rishus Rabin, he threw a dal damas and it landed in the mouth of a door. It also landed in the opening of the furnace. And this mokim is not dal or dalid. Still we say chayiv chatis. It's sitted, you made havor or dal damas through the Rishus Rabin and you chayiv. Now the question is, where did it land? It landed in the mouth of the dog, or else in the pea, the opening is a small opening of the kitchen of the furnace. Always the klal is, you only chayiv midiraisam, if the chayiv lands on a choshev mokum, that place is wide, dalit by dalit. Now here, the mouth of a dog, or the small opening of the kitchen of the furnace, is not dalit by dalit. So why do we say you chayiv here? The Teretz says, Elamach shavtoi mishavilei mokum. Since you, Badavka, want to throw this apple to the dog, and you want it to land in his mouth, so since you, that's what you're doing now, that's your purpose, to throw it into his mouth, that's called a choshev mokum. That's what I want to do now. Who then I want to throw it into the pear, into the opening of the kivshin, of the furnace. So since I want to throw it into the opening of the furnace, that's where I want it to be, that's machshev to be a choshev mokum. His suwadinir also, since a person has to spit now, or the person has to make the meraglayim now, that makes it that mokum choshev, and it's considered like dalal al dalal. Hochinam, the same thing by us. Machshava mishavil mokum. Since you have to spit now, have to let out the water now, that's considered a choshev mokum, it's leaving your body, and therefore it's called a good akira. So it's called leaving your body. Your body's in the Rishus HaYochid, and it's going into the Rishus HaRabim. Yechayiv Midiraisa. It's called Yemed Hoitzor from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. It's also Midiraisa to do that. Boyi Rava Klad HaShayla. What's going to be the Lochom? Who Rishus HaYochid? The person now, the man is standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Opiya Omob Rishus HaRabim. Now, Vice says he's standing right next to the fence, right next to the gates, and Imamish puts out his aver that the pear where the water comes out of his body is in the Rishus Rabin. His the body is standing in the Rishus Yochid. His aver is sticking through the fence, and when the water comes out of the aver, it's coming out from the Rishus Rabin. Mahu, is he chayiv midirais or not in such a case? Do we say Bosar Akira Azlinan? Do we go Bosar Akira means from the body? The Meiraglayim, the water in your body, when it leaves your body, it doesn't leave the opening of the aver, it leaves the body. Now your body is in the Rishus HaYochid, so it's fitted, the water is leaving the Rishus HaYochid, and it's ending up in the Rishus HaRabim, you'll be chayiv. Oy Bosi Yitzi Azlinan. Or else we say no, you go Bosar where the pear, where the opening of the aver is. Since the opening of your aver is in the Rishus HaRabim, so there's no akira, no hanacha. It's considered you're letting the water out from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaRabim. There's no issa. More obliged by Sofik. So Sofik, what the lochem is? Are you chayiv in such a case or not? So Vav, you shouldn't do that either, because it's a Sofik yisidiraisa. Chura, that's sad to say it's osur. It's an yisidiraisa. So chura, it's a teiku. It's a Sofik and yisidiraisa. The chura should be machem and not to do it. Rashi the Abosak here is that Rashi minagufas linum. They nekrin minachlal shaguf. The water that comes out of your body comes out of the hollow part of your body. Roughly your guf. Melo v'chayiv. It should be chayiv. The moitzim minaguf shu rishus yochid rishus rabin. Because your body is standing in the rishus yochid. So you're letting the water out of your body into rishus rabin. Chayiv. Oy bosi itziya shu yoitzim minaguf mimenu. You go boss to the last part where the water leaves the body. The repi yomah, the opening of your aver, Rishus HaRabim is in Rishus HaRabim, sticking out through the fence. The yain kan akirim, Rishus HaYochid. It's not cold, it was lifted up from Rishus HaYochid. Sat the Gemara. Sof the Gemara blessed by a teiku. Finally, the Mishnah says, V'chein lo yorah. You're not allowed to spit from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, that's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiddush. Not only can't you spit, but if you have the saliva in your mouth, that's oimet for you to spit it out, you're not allowed to walk Dal Damas Rishus HaRabim, even though you didn't go out of your goof. But since it's oimed to be to go out of your body, it's not bottled to the guf anymore. It's considered like you're carrying something, and therefore you're not allowed to walk with it. Dal damis. So the Gemara alfa gav deloy hofich bo. Throughout Mishnah's mash, even though you didn't like turn over the spit in your mouth, hofich bo means first like get the saliva up and it moves around in your mouth. Then we understand it's oimed to go out. But mash, even if you didn't do that yet, as long as the saliva, a lot of saliva, a lot of phlegm is in your mouth, that's aimed to go out, even though it wasn't hofak bay, you didn't like turn it over in your mouth, still you chayiv. Still you have yudiz machmir. Shrashi, the afagav lehepach, but to me it's like a kasha. To me shum tlisha lechuda, omri have yudiz the yosser, to le meifik koiv afidod lehepach vavatech piv. That is a kasha. Lechur it's master for the mishra of yudiz all this yosser, even before you turned it around in your mouth. Just the fact you have a lot of saliva in the mouth, that right now it's oimed eventually for you to spit it out, even before you start to turn it around, still yechayiv. Fred Gmolik, this is a kasha, is it true? The Yotanan have a kasha in this. They had a din, a mishnah, kelim, the Yotanan. Ho yoichol dvela. Somebody was eating a dvela, Rashi says, shal truma. He's eating a date, or from truma, or fruit, from truma. The Yodayim mezuavos. The Kohen was using his hands. That was dirty hands, means he didn't wash his hands yet. So Loch Rizik Rashi, Stam Yodayim Shlanotlu, Havishniyas, or Paisas, that's the truma. Stam hands, if you didn't wash your hands before you eat truma, the loch is when the kohen touches the food, his hand is matama the food. At least the pasul, the truma, he's not allowed to eat the truma anymore. So that's one of the lochers why we wash your hand before bread. I call upon him to have this hagadorah that kohanim should know that before they eat, they're supposed to wash their hands when they're eating truma. You've got stam hands have tuma midrabonim, so when it touches the truma, it pasuls the truma. See, so the kohen was eating the fruit, the dvelum, and he didn't wash his hands beforehand. Now what's the halacha? V'hichnis yodai l'teich piv. And the kohen first put his hand inside his mouth. Little tzurur. To take out a stone, he had something stuck in his mouth. He wanted to take out what was stuck in his mouth. So the shailah is now, this tevelum, this fruit, had no hechsher. No water ever went upon this fruit. So if the fruit never had any water on it, it's not hukshu l'kabel tumum. So even though his hands passes trumum, but if the fruit never had water on it, was never hukshu l'kabel tumum, the fruit doesn't become tummy. The fruit is tor. A fruit can only be makabel if first water went on top of the fruit. That was machsha, that made it, that now the fruit could be makabel tumum. Now if the kohen's hands that wasn't washed touches the fruit, it's matama the fruit. So here so far we're talking about the tzvela never had any water on it. Now this is the first time water is going on the fruit. So what kind of water? The saliva. The kohen put his hands inside his mouth to take out something from his mouth. So some saliva went on his mouth. And now with the saliva in his fingers, he's touching the dvelum. So the shaila, the saliva in his fingers, is this called mashka? Is it called water? That when this water goes on the fruit, it's machsha, the fruit's makabel tumah. And now, since the kohen's hands is tumah, the kohen is matamul the dvela. He's matamul the fruit. That's the shaila. So it's a machloikis here. What's the loch here? The Yotanan again. Ha'yereichol dvela b'yadayim mezuavos. Ha'kohen was eating his dates with hands without, he did not wash his hands yet. But the fruits were not makabel tumah yet. V'ichnis yod l'terich tiv litul tzur. Now the kohen put his finger into his mouth to take out a tzur, take out a splinter there. He had something, a pebble in his mouth, and the saliva went on his fingers. Rabbi Meir Matama. Rabbi Meir holds that saliva is called water. So when the kohen's hands touches the fruit, it's machsha the fruit, and since the kohen's hands is tameh, it's matama the peris. Rabbi Yosi Mitar. Rabbi Yosi says no, it's Torah. That's saliva. It's not called mashka yet. Therefore, it's Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Heipich bo tomei. If the kohen first turned around the saliva in his mouth, not just on a lot of saliva there, but he was hofach, but he turned it around in his mouth. So then it's for sure oimut to come out, then it already has a shei mashka. It's not called bottle to the goof anymore. It's called the man regular saliva in the mouth. That's not called a mashka. That's called you're going to swallow it. It's part of your body. It doesn't have a shei mashka. But once you have a lot of saliva and you turned it around in your mouth, that now it's oimut to be spitting out, that's called mashka. So in such a case, if the kohen touched it with his hands, that mashka is called mashka, and that's matama. Mashenkein loy hefach bo. Let's say the kohen did not turn around the saliva in his mouth, then tor. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kol zman the saliva was not hofach bo, was not turned around in the mouth, it's still called bota to the guf. It's not called a mashka. So the chur of Hilchah Shabbos should be the same halacha. Kol Zaman, you didn't turn around the saliva in your mouth, it's still called bottle to your body. So if you walk out with a Dal Damas Meshus Rabban, it should be mutter. You're not doing any in Avera. So Chutz Akasha. And now a Mishnah of Yudis Mashma, any type of reik in your mouth, you're not allowed to walk out with. And here, Yudis Mashma, it's only Hepachbo, only if you turned it around in your mouth. But Kol Zaman, you didn't turn it around, it's not called Mashka. It's like Botzer Guf. And if the Gemara in Echnami, Omer Rab Yechne Mechlefes HaShita, you have to change around the Shita, now Mishnah in Echnami. No, Rashi says, HaShita, Hechlef Rab Yehuda, Shitosvei V'yotza Heimeno. So it's not clearly exactly what Rashi means, but the Pir Yabita learns Pshan Rashi, V'yotza Heimeno means if Yehuda changes the Shita that he says in Masech the Klayim, that really there's no difference between Hofach and Loi Hofach. Like his dikka shita is like it says now Mishnah, whether you are hafach loy hafach, still it's considered roik, and therefore you chayiv in our Mishnah for carrying it out. And zirkus klayim, it would be machshir even loy hafach. Resh lokis omar liyerlam loy tachlif. You don't have to change around the shitas. Okay, but my askina, what are we talking about? The kichoy.
That means you have like phlegm in your mouth. So Rashi loy tachlif loy teyum mechlef asidim asdis nukam afagav loy hafach. There's our Mishnah talking about you have phlegm that came into your mouth. So if you have phlegm that came into your mouth, machmas the person sick, and because he has a cold, therefore phlegm comes into your mouth. Phlegm for sure is not oimit to swallow. Phlegm for sure is oimit to be spit out. So even though you didn't turn it around in your mouth yet, then you've used this maskim that's not oimit, but it's not bottled to the goof. That's oimit to be spitting out, and it's called a masa. Now I want to carry it on Shabbos. But echnami stam saliva, it could be you swallow it yet. So the only time we say it's called a masa if hefachbo, if you turn it around in your mouth, then we know for sure you can spit it out. But stam saliva, you didn't turn it around yet, it'll be mutter. Mashenken kicha, which means phlegm, that's for sure is oimit to be spitting out. Then if you have phlegm in your mouth, you're not allowed to walk daladamas b'shus rabim. By walking daladamas b'shus rabim, it'll be an avera. Because that's called like oimid, it's called you carrying something. Since it's oimid to be spit out, it's called there'll be an aver, you're carrying it. For the more of a tanya, we learned in a braiso, you have yudu oima keichoi v'nitlish, that inechnami keichoi here means the phlegm. If the phlegm is in your mouth, you chai for carrying it out. Is my lav right for nitlash? My lav, when it says keicha, it doesn't only mean phlegm. It means anything in your mouth, even saliva in your mouth also. Even though you weren't hefach bo, even though you didn't turn it around in your mouth. Just that you have a lot of saliva will be chayiv. So tomorrow, loy, keichoy v'nitlash. No, the braisa means badavka. Only if you have phlegm in your mouth. Then if you walk out with a dal damas, you chayiv. Ve'nach nami stam saliva, you only chayiv if you hefach bo, if you turn it around in your mouth first. V'atanyev yuduwayna, keichoy shenitloish, v'chein roikyo shenitloish, lo yehalach daladamas ad shiyorek. I hear it's a theory. Here the Brisa says clearly, even roikoy, even just for saliva, if you have it in your mouth, even if you didn't turn it around, still lo yehalach daladamas, still you should not walk daladamas with it. Ad shiyorek, until you spit it out first. See, here the Kuri you see claw, the Kuri is still a stira. Here you see clearly, even just for roik, it's usher. So the Mara Ella Machvata Kashnina Mikara. You have to come on to terrace we said before. The what? To change the Khura Rash Mukhlefa Sashita. In Islam you have to change around the girsa. Because here it's Mashm Klor of Yehuda hold this author, even if you didn't turn around the saliva. I before of Yehuda says you don't have to turn around the saliva, and Ichnam you have to change around the shitas. Well, because otherwise it's a stira in Reb Yehuda. There's one place where Reb Yehuda is mashma, any time you have saliva in your mouth, if you walk out with a dal damas yichayiv, it means a lot of saliva. Saliva that's aimed to be spit out. But even though you didn't turn it around, still, since it's aimed to be spit out, it's not bottled to the goof. And one place Reb Yehuda says, no, only hepachbo, only if it's turned around. So Terah says, you have to say mechlefas hashit, you have to change around the girsis.
Yeah.
Omarash Lokesh. Lokesh says, Keach bepiv, befnei rabbi. If somebody spit in front of his Rebbe, he should know chayiv misa. He chayiv misa for that. Like you be mavazi your Rebbe, it's not nice to spit in front of your Rebbe. Rashi chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. B'dei shemayim he chayiv misa. Shenema the Pesuk Mishlei says, Kol misanai ohavu movis. Says whoever the Pesuk means whoever hates Hashem loves movis, loves to die. Because if you hate Hashem, you're going to end up to die. Like you can do Averis, and Machlas Averis, you'll die. Is al tikri l'masanai, don't read it like it says, whoever hates Hashem, elo l'masniyai, people that make other people hate Hashem. For that, you get Misa. Like here, if you spit in front of your Rebbe, you mavazi your Rebbe, so you make people like hate him. So therefore, you do something that's not nice to mavazi your Rebbe, for that you chayiv Misa. Fred Gemara, v'meinas onis, what's with the Talmud those onis though? The Talmud now has to spit. He has a lot of saliva, phlegm came into his mouth now. He has to get rid of it. What should he do? V'meinas onis keyach v'rok. And Gemara, keyach v'rok karminen. Rashi, v'meinas onis, shal korchoi hu aydei choyli, oy hatzino. Either it's too cold, he has a cold, or he's sick. He has a lot of saliva, or a lot of phlegm came into his mouth. So he has to spit it out. What should he do? Have the Gemara keicha berekarminim sherokak oisa befnei rabbi. He spit it right in front of his rebbe. V'hoyeloi lestalik misham. He should have turned his head around or spit the other way, not spit out in front of your rebbe. That's being mavazi your rebbe. Or leavliya bechsoisir. He should have spit it into your handkerchief or something into your soisir, but not spit out right in front of your rebbe. That's a bizoyin. That's called you making people hate tamidi chachomim, and for that you chayiv misa. Zot Mishnah. Lo yamid adam rishus hayochid. A person should not stand in the rishus hayochid v'yishtev rishus rabin and drink water in the rishus rabin. In other words, he sticks his head out of his backyard into rishus rabin to drink water. You shouldn't do that. Who didn't forget rishus rabin? You shouldn't be standing in the rishus rabin and stick your head inside the chotzer to drink water there. V'yishtev rishus hayochid elim kem hichnis roishav rubay. Lamakim shu shaita. Only if you brought inside the Rishus HaYochid your body, your head, and rov of your body. Rov of your body has to be in the Rishus HaYochid. So even though your feet is in the Rishus Rabim, but once you bent over, that rov of your body is in the Rishus HaYochid, then you will have to drink water there. But kol zaman just your head is in the other Rishus, you shouldn't do it. And Pasha, this is a gzera, that we're afraid maybe you come to carry the water out to Rishus Rabim. You're standing in the Rishus Rabim, and you're putting your head and drinking the water in the Rishus HaYochid. So really, midiraisa, that's mutter. Because when you drink the water in the Rishus HaYochid, as soon as the water gets into your mouth, that's called hanocha. Consider it rested in your body ready. And once your head is in the Rishus HaYochid, so you didn't do an avera. The water is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you drink it into your mouth, which is also in the Rishus HaYochid. There's no avera. So when you exera, though, maybe you'll carry the water out to the Rishus Rabim. But if you have your head and rove of your body inside it, then it's mutter. I tell you, it's really a sakasha. Why don't we say the water doesn't, like when you drink the water, you have your mouth, you're sticking your mouth, your head into a shiyochid. So why don't we say when you're drinking the water goes straight down your body, and since the rest of your body is in the Rishus Rabim, you should be chai for that. Let's say the water goes straight down your body, and it first ends up down here in your stomach. So let's say the case that only your head is in the Rishus Yochid, but your body, your stomach is in the Rishus Rabim. Why, you potter? The Zohar says, no, once the body comes into your mouth, where you swallow, that's called Hanocha. Further than that, we don't consider the water is traveling in your body. Consider the water was munach right in your throat. So as long as your head is in the Rishus HaYochid, you'll be potter midiraisa. The Mishnah only means midirabonim is exera, maybe you carry the water into the other Rishus. Only if you have roiv of your body there. So the Mishnah of Chayn Begas, the same halacha is about a gas, that's by a wine vat, where they're making the wine, the same halacha. We'll see in the Gemara, what does it mean the Chayn Begas? So the Gemara Lachura Reishu Rabbonim is Sefer Meya. The first Mishnah says here, you are allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYochid and move things around in the Rishus HaRabim. So we see, we don't make Gzeira, maybe you carry it into you. And here, this Mishnah goes according to Rameya, that we make Gzeira. You're not allowed to stick your head into another Rishus and drink water there, because we're afraid maybe you bring the water back to the Rishus HaRabim. So Lachura, that's not like the first Mishnah, it's a Bissel Modna. There are two Stam Mishnahs, that this Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, and the next Mishnah goes according to Rameya, that makes the Gzeira. Omer Rab Yosef, no, there's no Stira. They both go according to Rabbonin. B'chveitzim shetzrichim loy v'divri akol. Our Mishnah is talking about something that you need right now. Mush of water. The person is very thirsty now. So something that you need, then even the Rabbonin Amoid will make a gzerun. You're not allowed to be standing in the Rishus Rabin and put your hand,
put your head and drink water in the Rishus HaYochid. And who was in the first Mishnah? You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaRabim and put your hand into Rishus HaYochid to move around something that you need, like water. If you want to move around a glass of water from one place to Rishus HaYochid to another place, it'll be usher. Because water is something you need. Anything you need, we're afraid if you're going to move it, maybe you'll come to carry it out to use it. That the first Mishnah says you're allowed to stand in one Rishus and move things around another Rishus means things you don't need. A chair is there. You don't need the chair now. Some you want to move from one place to another place. That's mutter. We don't have a gzera. Maybe you come to carry it back where you're standing. But here the Mishnah is talking about the person is thirsty. He wants the water. So something that you need, here according to everybody, there's a gzera. You can't stand in one Rishus and move it around in another Rishus. Only if you bring Rubai, Rishiv Rubai into that Rishus. Then there's no gzera, you come to carry it out. What's going to be the loch of you're standing in Rishus HaYochid and the water is in the Karmelis? So we have the gzera also. It's here, even if you carry from the Karmelis to Rishus HaRabin or to Rishus HaYochid, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanon. So maybe we don't make a gzera, or maybe still we make the gzera. Omer Abaye Hihi, it's the same halacha. We have the same gzera. You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaRabim, and the water is in the Karmelis. You can't just put your head into the Karmelis and drink the water. Still there's the gzera. Maybe you come to carry the water out. That's awesome in the Rabbanon. You have to again bring in Reish of Rubai. Omer Rava, if Rava says no, he gufa gzera. It's only gzera. Like Midirais, it's mutter once your head is in the other Rishus. It's only Yechshash mid Rabbanon. V'yanan neker v'nik z'gzera l'gzera. Should we make gzera on gzera? In other words, even if you come to carry from the Karmelis to the Rishus HaRabim, it's only Yosem mid Rabbanon in the Karmelis. So now, when you have your head in the Karmelis, drinking there really is mutter. You want us to make gzera, maybe you'll carry the water to the Rishus HaRabim. Even if you carry it, it's only Yosem mid Rabbanon. So usually we don't make gzera on gzera. The Rabbanon always only makes gzeras that maybe you come to be over this city Raisa. But here where the only suffix is maybe be over this city Rabbanon, we don't make gzera. That's Rav's Taina. Omer Abaye says no. How do I know my Yisoid that we do make gzera here? Or else the pshat from Abaye reads is called kulachod gzera. It's like one big gzera. In other words, if they didn't make the gzera here, you wouldn't have the gzera in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's considered one gzera like. We were gzera, you can't stand in one Rishus and take something from another Rishus, something that you need. Because it's a gzera that made you come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So even when we're handling with the Karmelis, still it's usher. That's the klal of kula chod gzera. It's all considered into one. Like you can't make half of a gzera, because if you do only half, the other half won't be mekuyim either. Where's Abaye's raya? From our Mishnah. Midiktoni, our Mishnah says, v'chein v'gas. The same